This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, Friday. Finally, 6:08 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Happy, happy Friday. And a very special Good Friday, of course, Easter weekend. Welcome to it. Hard to be festive, you know, coming right after this shooting that took place, FSU. Awful. Two people dead, 6 wounded, and the young man they're naming as the suspect, his stepmother, at least according to ABC, it says his stepmother is a deputy in Leon County. And so you're starting to get a picture of who this young person was, 20 years old. And one of the things that kind of stands out, well, there's a few things. Apparently, he used one of his stepmother's personal weapons. It was probably her regular carry gun at work. Then when they switch over, usually to new ones, or then they give officers an opportunity to purchase those, and that sounds like that's what occurred here. And that was one of the weapons that he used along with a shotgun. There's no details on whether or not he actually engaged anybody with the shotgun. So we don't know about that. But Jessica Eichner has been a deputy with the department for more than 18 years, and according to you know, the sheriff there, Walter McNeil, he said her service to this community has been exceptional. And the young man involved in it, this Phoenix Eichner, well, he had been, according to their quotes, longstanding member of the Leon County Sheriff's Office's Youth Advisory Council. Greg, what did you think when these things, started to emerge, you know, related to law enforcement, and he had an interest, clearly had an interest in it. And then to just, you know, start, it didn't seem like he had anybody specifically targeted.
This is a confusing one, because there's usually some immediate outstanding reason, you know, that they would say why this person did something. I've not nailed this one down yet.
I saw something, and again, you know, the Facebook and all that, the news sources, but if this report was correct, he was quoted, I believe, at an anti-Trump.
I saw the same thing, and I'm actually
meeting or whatever.
Yes, and saying there's only one way to stop him kind of comments. But I'm still trying to find out if that's accurate because, you know, things pop up and then we find out later they may or may not be true. So that particular thing is the twist for me that makes me go, okay, you know, he's a college kid. What's he really being? You know, what circles is he in? What's his real state of mind as far as political leanings, that sort of thing? So, we'll
yeah, see. And I, again, can't, you know, to try to get inside the head of somebody who did such something that's so completely irrational, you know, I don't know what to say about that. And we don't know about any kind of other issues or troubles. One of the things that I've, you know, always asked in these things, and, you know, I've been talking about this and talking to experts about this even before I came here to the Sky. So this is, you know, over 24 years ago in Orlando. In fact, you know, talked to an expert there. And, you know, he wrote books on the subject, and a lot of it, you know, this kind of violence that, you know, continues to grow in terms of what we experience every day. His study started with, you know, parts of Canada. You know, this was kind of easier to watch was when they first got TV stations, and then the rate of violence and stuff, and they saw it, you know, it rise. And so there's a correlation there. Is it a causation? That's hard to determine. But one of his theories was, yeah, it's this violence thing and the violent video games, definitely, and how that reacts with some people, not all people, because the argument was, well, there's millions of these violent video games all the time. We don't have millions of these kinds of shootings. Well, not everybody's going to react to that kind of stimuli the same. Okay, well, what could set it off? Is there a certain trigger? Is there medication that the person is taking or was taking and should be taking but is not taking? And there doesn't seem to be, in my opinion, enough open sourcing information about these the shooters and their specific histories when it comes to, you know, any kind of pharmaceuticals that, you know, they've been administered, what period of time, were they, you know, did it show up in blood toxicity, you know, when they do the blood draws and stuff. There's always going to be questions. And to me, and I know this sounds really cold-hearted, but I have to say it. When you look at things from a statistical standpoint, yes, two innocent people dying is grotesque. But you've had 70, 80,000 or more people dying from fentanyl?
Where's the outrage?
Well, you know, I try to give perspective because if you have a free and open society, it's also free and open for bad people to do very bad things.
Sure.
And, you know, what could have been done to prevent this? I mean, that's the thing. How are you going to prevent somebody from acting out? Especially if they don't have a history of it.
Right.
Now, the Stoneman Douglas shooter, I mean, that there were a lot of people that dropped the ball on that one.
Oh, yeah.
From school counselors to law enforcement, I mean, a litany of people. In this case, I don't know what the kid's background is. I call him a kid, but he's 20. But I'm sure we'll find out at least some things.
Because it does seem that he was involved in some classes that were, you know, political. One thing that I had seen, which is an interesting twist, he had made some comments about Biden coming into office illegally, but he also seemed to have some anti-Trump things going on there, too. So
could be more overall anti-government-ish kind of thing. Whatever it is, look, young people can be stressed. Young people can get frustrated. But 99.99% of young people never shoot anybody.
Right.
So you have to keep it in mind. Yes, you want to prevent this from happening. You want it to be as least frequent as absolutely possible. I get one of the positives, I guess, coming out of it was law enforcement's reaction time super fast.
Yeah.
So it made it less deadly than it might have been. 6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. We've got so many things to talk about, and yeah, we've got a lot of positive stuff too. You hang in there, my friends. 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Friday. Happy Good Friday. It is 6:20. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Your top story is a shooting on the campus, Florida State University, Tallahassee. Two dead, six hurt. And they've got the suspect in custody. And we've been talking about this, and we'll share more details coming up. But there's plenty of other things that are going on as well. One of them is a chance for you to win tickets for Rock the Country. Yeah, we've been doing this for a while. And as long as they tell me to continue to do it, you'll continue to have a chance to win, because the two-day tickets are worth $139 each. GA Plus tickets are $289 each. They are on sale now at rockthecountry.com. But if you'd like a chance to win them, text the word America to 20357 for your chance to win a pair. Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, all coming to the Florida Horse Park, Ocala, May 9th and 10th, Rock the Country, a festival for we the people. So if you want in, you need to text America to 20357 for your two-day tickets. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. All right, one of the other big news stories that is getting a lot of attention is the senator from Maryland, the Democrat senator, Chris Van Hoser, Chris Van Hollen, whatever.
Right. He's a hoser. He had it right the first time.
He is. Yeah. He flew to El Salvador to meet with the illegal alien Kilmar Abrego Garcia. He was denied multiple times, but finally granted his request last night. Boy, did they really go out of their way to make this guy look like, you know, just an average all-American.
Oh, he should be at the Memorial Day barbecue. I mean, the way they had him dressed.
He's got a plaid shirt on. For crying out loud, if you're wearing a plaid shirt, there is no way that you could be, you know, a woman abuser or a, you know, wife beater, right?
Right.
I mean, not if you wear a plaid shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And were they really drinking margaritas, as some news outlets suggested?
You know, it's interesting because one of the cast had said, oh, they were drinking water and coffee and other, you know, they kind of inferred, but I think you saw a headline where they were very specific.
Yeah.
Like, really? Come on. I'm trying too hard.
Van Hoser said, my main goal on this trip was to meet with, Kilmar, you know, use the first name, you know.
Oh, yeah, they're buddies. They get way back.
Yeah. You know, the Maryland father.
Yeah.
The doting father.
But wait a minute. He wasn't born or a legal resident of Maryland.
No, he wasn't.
So he's not really a Maryland man then, is he?
Well, he lived there for a period of time.
Yeah.
So.
Illegally.
Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't count then.
I mean, he lived in the state of Maryland. And in the state of illegality. The same time.
That's the stadium.
Yeah. So Van Hoser says, tonight I had that chance. I've called his wife, Jennifer, to pass along his message of love.
Aww.
I look forward to providing a full update upon my return. Okay, we're talking about an illegal immigrant who beat his wife. It was not just once, it was reported to law enforcement several times. Two judges said he's an MS-13 gang member. El Salvador says he's an MS-13 gang member. But you see folks on the left using so much energy and resources. You know, Van Hoser using taxpayer money to fly down there. Is this like a publicity type stunt? And if it is, or whatever the reason would be, I think most Americans, and CNN even has a poll, most Americans don't want illegal aliens here and think that they should be deported. And those numbers are in like the high 60 percentile. And like I said, even CNN talked about it, that, you know, Americans and how they feel about this issue is moving a lot closer to Trump and what he has said. So, you know, what I guess the left, these politicians, I guess maybe they're blinded by some of this ideology that, but Americans look at it like, well, it seems like, you know, Senator, you've spent more money, resources, and time, and in much more care and concern than the actual victims of illegal aliens, the victims,
yep,
the women who were raped and brutally murdered in your state, by the way, in your state, Van Hoser. Yeah, but all this energy and this focus and, you know, this guy and the media, of course, leads the charge.
Oh, yeah.
Family Guy, Maryland guy. Oh, look at him. They let him wear regular street clothes.
And that surprised me, since they're keeping him there. I'm surprised they went out of their way to whoever was a part of that part. I'm surprised.
Well,
who made that part happen?
Yeah.
My question.
And it might sound snarky, but you know what? Somebody says, look, you know, we're going to take care of you. Here's a few pesos. We're going to get this guy dressed. We're going to dress him. You know, something along that line transpired, I believe.
Right.
But again, if you look at the overall issue, do Americans want illegal aliens that clearly had ties to an awful gang? Do we want those people in our country or not? And if his country of origin is El Salvador, he's home.
Yeah.
And if you say, well, look, you know, he was, you know, applied for asylum and said that, you know, he could be victimized by rival gangs.
I think that's kind of the case of anybody who's in a gang.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If that's where your thought process leads you, then you have to admit, if you're using that theory, then you have to say, well, then clearly he had to be a gang member if he feared retribution from opposing gangs, rival gangs. The world is upside down. It is 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Don't forget, the Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally download your podcast. And you just click on subscribe and you will never miss a minute of the show. All right? Wow. We have so much more we want to try to get to on this Good Friday. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 6:38. And happy, happy Friday. The weekend is here. A special weekend for many believers. It is Easter weekend. So that would make today Good Friday. If you were watching what was going on yesterday around FSU, then it would be a bad Thursday. And it was. And we'll continue to share any details that we have from this terrible, tragic event. And in an open and free society, you're going to have people who have issues, and unfortunately some will act out in this way. And it doesn't make it any easier to accept, per se, but you know, you can't just blow it off and say it is what it is, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
Now, you want to find out, why was this Eichner person? I mean, you can't refer to him as a kid. He's 20.
Right.
Why was he so disturbed as somehow that would be remedied or something would happen if he were just to, like, murder innocent people in the street?
What does that help his political agenda of seeming to not be liking a lot of political things going on?
So. But yet, well, he was involved in a, you know, young person citizen advisory committee with law enforcement, and his to either his mother or his stepmother is a deputy that, by all accounts, does a great job actually as a school resource officer.
How's there for irony? You
know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, we can talk till we're blue in the face. These things won't get solved. And then if you want to, if you're really looking for, it wouldn't be a solution, but a possible remedy, why don't we quit playing the game that campuses are no gun zones? Doesn't that invite the twisted up people who are just looking for victims who won't be able to retaliate or won't be able to stop you, at least immediately?
Yeah.
I mean, again, I'm not like reinventing the wheel here. If you tell everybody, hey, no guns, no guns, no guns.
The bad guys know that.
And a bad guy brings a gun.
Uh-huh.
You're what? Well, you're a sitting duck, basically.
And they know where these zones are. Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah.
He was a big pusher of the gun-free school zones back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot.
But speaking of good things happening relating to schools, Gainesville High School, they're going to have an all-star game. And this is the sixth annual all-star game. And it's put together by Basketball Cop, the Basketball Cop program. And it is tonight. And it's free. And there's even a big ticket item that's going to be given away that's free as well to enter for that. It includes Xbox and some other stuff. Nice.
Nice.
So that is this evening. The girls play the Cops at 6. The boys play them at 7:30. And just to bring awareness to Basketball Cop, having a community event,
mm-hmm.
it's a good thing. And so
it'll be fun.
Yeah. Hopefully people will.
There's date night for you. Babe, we're going to a basketball game. Great. There you go. Get out and have fun.
Hey, what's wrong with that? The whole family.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. You've got the Supreme Court. Senator Check, the Supreme Court, has agreed to examine the Trump administration's challenge to judges issuing nationwide injunctions, setting a date for a case that could have a major impact on the president's ability to carry out his agenda. You know what's going on. The president puts together an executive order, and he signs off on it, and then some district judge somewhere, in this case it would be spin the far lefty wheel, and one judge, when it's his turn, they pop up and they go, oh yeah, there's an injunction, you can't do that, and they're able to stop one, like, district court judge can stop an executive action. I mean, you're in the highest office of the land, you've been duly elected. And a judge in some district can just stand up and halt the whole process, the whole thing. And that is something that the Supreme Court needs to address, needs to look at. I think that they'll rule on behalf of the executive branch. But remember, they're the judicial. And they're going to say, yeah, the judicial branch, you don't have the power you think you do. That's how they should rule.
Right.
We'll see if that's how it comes out. All right, so the court is going to take a look at that, at least. So that's a good thing. Oh, I know what I wanted to get in today. You know, we have people on expertise, Ludie Bond from Department of Forestry, talking about wildfires and risk and all that. We've also had on the Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson, talking about the same things. Well, reminder, there are wildfires right now in Florida, and we're not under seriously like drought conditions here, but it's a moderate to high fire danger through most of the state. Moderate in most of our listening area. It gets worse as you go south, apparently, but new wildfires in Florida have sent residents fleeing their homes, closed roadways to traffic. We are forecast here to experience a busier than average wildlife season this spring. And it was the Ag Commissioner that spoke out, and also the Florida Fire Service, just as I laid out to you. And they're just basically sending a reminder out to everybody. Our peak wildfire season generally is from April through June. But since January, we've had 1,000 wildfires.
Wow.
And burned 51,000 acres. It doesn't get, we try to do our job to cover it, but it doesn't always get the amount of attention it should. And that's a reminder. And that has to do with no cigarette butts out the window and, make sure with any campfires, make sure the legality of them, if you're allowed to even have a burn going on in your community, whatever. So pay attention, and that way we can minimize fires and damage associated with them. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Got a code word. Might win you some concert tickets. That's coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for supporting what we do. We really appreciate it. I wish everybody a very good Friday, a blessed and safe Easter weekend. Looks like the weather certainly is going to cooperate. At least the next couple of days, sure, are going to be nice. Yeah, it's the elephant in the room, the FSU shooting. Can't help but talk about it to some extent. An awful, tragic event. You've got two dead. You've got six wounded. You've got a an alleged shooter who is the son of a deputy sheriff in Leon County, who's a school resource officer and seems to have quite a very positive record. And the young person involved, this Eichner, he's 20 years old and a student there, and also involved in, like, student advisory council, like, it has to do with law enforcement and stuff. But he was also very politically active, and not that that's a bad thing, but, you know, outspoken and anti-Trumper, at least, according to some reports. But, you know, you can be idealistic and young and, you know, you even shake your fist to be outraged and, you know, you can run around and hold signs and all that. That's, you know, that's guaranteed in the Constitution. But how it gets to the twisted point where you think somehow shooting innocent people, we can't understand it. Clearly we can't understand it. I mean, even, look, let's let President Trump put it in concise terms.
The gun doesn't do the shooting, the people do. It's, you know, a phrase that's used probably too often.
And what a simplistic, honest message.
Yeah.
It's not the guns.
Yeah.
It's the people. If you've got somebody who has serious issues, the gun is just a tool. Car's been used, baseball bats, gasoline, acid, all kinds of stuff, right? The president also mentioned one of our very important rights.
I have an obligation to protect the Second Amendment. I ran on the Second Amendment, among many other things, and I will always protect the Second Amendment.
You got it. Appreciate the way that at times he can put things into, you know, clear-cut perspective, and sometimes a little simplicity actually goes a long way.
Yeah, don't complicate it. Why? There's no need to complicate this.
No, and I'm not going to complicate your ability to win tickets for a Rock the Country either. I'm going to tell you straight up how to win. You text the word America to 20357. America, doesn't matter how I say it, spell it AMERICA. to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets. These are two-day tickets. Rock the Country, Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and more. Ocala, May 9th and 10th. And so it's pretty simple.
Yep.
You text America to 20357. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. And good luck.
Because if you spell it the way we sometimes say it, you can't
America.
Win. Yeah, and apostrophes and all that stuff. No.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. No. You can say it all you want, but don't try to win a contest.
Oh. All right. On days like today, sometimes we just need a little break and a breather from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care about Katy Perry one way or another.
Oh,
I don't.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't not like her. I don't like her.
Right.
I mean, just physically, I think she's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Can she sing? Yeah, I guess she's okay.
Yeah.
She doesn't really register to me in a big way, but I know she is huge. She's pretty big.
A level of popularity. She's a judge on Idol, which I think she does a great job on.
Okay.
Personally, not a big fan.
Is it just because she kissed a girl and liked it? Is that your issue with her?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's far more than that.
Okay.
But,
or is that the thing you like about her?
No, not that either.
Okay.
But, so
just clarifying.
Yeah. But yeah, she's had some hits and, you know, whatever. But yeah, is this the whole space thing?
Well, it's related to the space thing and Wendy's.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wendy's and social media. Apparently, the people that run the little Wendy's social media, they like to be a little snarky, or in their words, a little spicy. They really did. That's how they defended themselves.
I like that. Yeah.
So when this big deal was going on with Katy Perry and a couple other women going up to space. They were only up there for, what, like 11 minutes?
11 minutes, and depends what you call space.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the capsule, if you will, came back looking pristine, so.
Yeah, there's no burning coming back into the atmosphere.
Yeah.
No, none of that stuff.
But Wendy's ex put out on X or whatever, can we send her back? Uh-oh.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I think they're all shocked at the somewhat ridicule that they're getting. You know, Gayle King was making some comments, and it's like, and I saw a post this morning that I thought was really good. There were real women, real astronauts. Not celebrities who went on 11 minutes of getting way up in the atmosphere to draw attention to a guy's company. They're basically bumper stickers.
And
yeah.
And then Wendy's, though, they weren't done.
Oh.
They had a picture of her kissing the ground, and yeah. They said, I kissed the ground, and I liked it. Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't go to Mars, Katie. You may be a space cadet, but you didn't go to Mars. Come on.
And when we said, this is Wendy's, when we said,
yeah.
Women, we want women in STEM, you know, the sciences,
right,
and
right.
This isn't what we meant. Well, some people were pretty mad about it, but Wendy's not taking it back and apologizing. So I will attack Wendy's on behalf of Katy Perry. You ready for my zinger?
Yeah.
You want spicy?
Yeah.
Remember Where's the Beef?
Oh, yeah.
Where's the Chicken? I was a big fan of their spicy chicken sandwich because it was substantial.
Yeah.
Now it's like almost like a thin shaved patty. Oh, okay. It's like, what'd you do? Feed the chickens Ozempic? I want a big meaty breast.
What?
Chicken breast. Oh, okay. 97.3 The Sky.